Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. A change of theme signals an all-electronic show, but with a difference. The advantage that electronics have over pipes is portability and the ease of integration with other instruments, not only with small combos, but sometimes with full orchestras. The First Lady of the Hammond, Ethel Smith, made several recordings with the Latin American group, the Banda Carioca, and Blame It on the Samba is one of their best. On the Samba, adapted from the Brazilian song Cavaquinho. The name Buddy Cole is legendary in the theatre pipe world for the albums that he made on the Willits & Wharton hybrid in his home studio, but he was primarily a pianist and electronic organist. Some of his Hammond albums for Top Flight labels have been reissued on CD compilations by Jasmine. Duke Ellington's Don't Get Around Much Anymore is one such track, originally released on the Warner Brothers Powerhouse LP in 1959.
Thank you.
While Hammonds ruled the electronic popularity charts in the 50s and 60s, other brands such as Lowry also attracted top names to showcase their instruments. Command Records, originally a subsidiary of Grand Award Records, famous for their stunning stereo instrumental releases with such artists as Enoch Blyte, released many albums of Dick Hyman in various combos. This is the 1959 Ray Charles hit, What I'd Say, released by Command in 1963. Quite an energetic piece from a label renowned for its lounge releases, or what today is often called bachelor pad music. In far more relaxing mood comes this next delightful song from 1952, Somewhere Along the Way, which charted for Nat King Cole in the USA for no less than 22 weeks. The composer is listed as Kurt Adams, which was in fact a pseudonym for Jimmy Van Heusen. The orchestra is that of Stu Phillips, originator of the Holly Ridge Strings, a competitor for the Living Strings in the 1960s. Stu Phillips and his orchestra, a name not well known to me, but who was a major Hollywood TV and film composer of such themes as Battlestar Galactica and Knight Rider, and arranger for such artists as Nina Simone and the Ronettes. Eddie Osborne was an electronic keyboard artist who for some time was manager of the home organ division of the Baldwin Piano Company, so it's no surprise that in 1960 he recorded an LP for Audio Fidelity featuring two of their latest home instruments. The album also features bongos, assorted percussion, and bass. Quick burst, 1 minute 39 to be precise, of Kid Ory's Muskrat Ramble, composed in 1926. What a fun track. Next up is a duet between a piano and an electronic organ of unknown provenance, played by Keller and Costanzo, of whom I can find nothing. And being as the LP was released on a budget Wincott label, the liner notes are no use at all. This is Johannes Brahms' Hungarian Dance, renamed Dance of Love for the release. So far, all of the artists have been American, but talking by phone with a friend in London today, I was reminded of the Gerry Allen Trio, who produced some sparkling music in the 1950s and 60s. He is best remembered for his Lunchbox TV shows that were for 8 years produced by ATV in Birmingham, and which were the most popular of their kind. This is a 1931 composition that is now part of the Great American Songbook, All of Me. Grant was one of the great club and cabaret artists of the 50s and 60s, equally talented on piano and Hammond electronic. He also possessed a very fine voice, not unlike that of Nat King Cole in timbre. He recorded many albums for the Decca label, although this track of the French song Speak to Me of Love is from a Decca subsidiary Vocalion release of 1969.
Speak to me of love and say what I'm longing to hear. Tender words of love, repeat them again, I implore. Speak to me of love and whisper these words to me, dear. I adore you. Et diste ma des choses entendres. Beau, très beau,
disco, mon corps, n'est-ce pas, l'as de l'empêndre. Speak to me of love and whisper these words to me, dear. I adore you. Chivalry, me. I adore you.
I'm going to round out this Electronic Plus edition of Hot Pipes with an artist who was recommended to me by Jonas Nordwall, himself a very fine organist who I've featured many times on these shows. Don Johnson made four LPs entitled King of Organ with a Beat for a little-known candy label in the US, three of which I have in my still rapidly expanding library. Don's Hammond is joined by bass, guitars and drums on At the Woodchopper's Ball. Joe Bishop and Willie Herman's Woodchopper's Ball closes out today's Not a Pipe Inside edition of Hot Pipes. Hope you've enjoyed this brief break from my normal repertoire. Rest assured, I'll be back to the pipes next time. Until then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.